choose a quiet place where you will not be interrupted. Be comfortable and supported. Lie down if you choose. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and envision flow as light. Repeat 3 times, each time relaxing a little bit more. Be aware and find yourself sitting next to a campfire in a cave. Shadows dance on rock walls. You've done some deep thinking as a result of the past. There is a sense of responsibility that has weighed heavily upon you. You thought yourself not good enough. The memory is dancing on the cavern wall right now. You feel complete respect and loyalty from the womb-like cave. You are being guided by the Sacred Mother who shows the way, always. Now, reevaluate who you are. The past has given you 3 things. 1, stability to exhibit good judgment. 2, healing the sensation of victimization is gone. 3, you have grown because you chose to. Look at these. You have outgrown the restrictions of perfection, feeling yourself fill with emotion. You are a magnificent human being, the cavern breeze. And then there is the sensation. I am the totality of all creation. Your story has been compelling thus far. Incline and trust the mother. Realize what is happening to you is guided. Perhaps mother so magnificently loves you, the fire snaps. It is possible to transcend ordinary thinking and learn the language of earth. Take a deep breath and notice that when you feel the connection, there is a reaction with the cave. Ask the fire, the shadows dancing, is this real? Who knows? The breeze shudders. Mother talks through feeling. So the flickering fire gestures with significance, at least to you. Think it over fully. Something meaningful has happened. In your awareness, whenever you feel free of limits, motion becomes alive. Try an experiment. Breathe, watching the breath join with the fire. Thoughts on what you are doing? Notice a shadow on the wall becoming detail? There is a magnificent rush, a sensation of legendary proportion. The fire flame directs your gaze and motions along the cavern. Look, laugh, vigorous. The fire becomes sound speaking. Your will is the strongest force of creation. Contact with this part of your will ever be increasing. As you hear the words, the flame flickers again, painting more detail upon the wall. It is a communication. Want to learn more? There's a water pot next to you. Pick it up and take a sip. Offer some to the mother by pouring a shallow upon the ground. Now form a question. The flames dance and you hear it. Water nearby. Take a deep breath. You now understand the signs of beginning communications. Elation fills you, but probably no more so than mother. The planet is eager to show you more. These journeys will help you become more adept at the use of signs. Be constantly amazed at what is transmitted to you. You have entered a gradually changing dreamscape. It will become possible to know vast, expansive moments in time. With this vantage, it will be apparent that there is an energetic thematic running the general direction of destiny. In leisure, This wavering will be a stimulated memory, and trees and valleys will awaken it. In healing, the energy rolls as far as the senses can feel, connected to the calling horizon in blue. Your connection sways to healing for ease and journey when the dream resumes. The fire begins to smoke. The energy and imagery of the cavern shifts. It is time. Glance around. There is nothing to fear. Look, there are people sitting on the other side of the fire. The dialogue is carried on by imagery projected on the canyon wall. As you observe further, it becomes apparent you are beginning to understand. Here is an entirely different reality. How valuable, recognize this, to be able to communicate through sensory telepathy. Observe closely. With Mother's help, you master the skill. Yes, there is communication. Accept what has happened in this moment. Breathe and be here.